Chapter 3. The Christian God Cannot Exist. In our discussion of God throughout this book, two related and sobering realities that cannot be disputed should be kept in mind. One is that all religions have been created by man. Certainly not a confidence-inspiring thought. Second, there is much more evidence that man created God than that God created man. This, however, does not mean that God did not create man. With respect to man creating God, is it only a coincidence, it has been asked, that God just happens to possess every single trait, all good, just, merciful, intelligent, etc., that man could possibly want him to have, and every power to ensure that there is life after death and that we see our loved ones again, too? Or is it more likely that this is circumstantial evidence that man created God to meet his own needs and desires? A 2006 Newsweek poll showed that 92% of Americans believe in God, 4% are atheists, and only 2% are agnostic. When I wrote in Outrage that I am an agnostic, that needs clarification. I'm an agnostic only on the issue of whether there is a God, a supernatural being who created the universe. I'm not an agnostic on the Christian God, the God of Catholicism and Protestantism. Almost by definition, he does not exist, so therefore I have virtually no ambivalence or lingering agnosticism on this issue. The Outrage piece points out, as many have before me, that God cannot be all good, all powerful, and all knowing at the same time. These are irreconcilable virtues in a world overflowing with the bloody crops of evil. Even eliminating all the other supposed attributes of God, if he is all-powerful and hence capable of preventing evil, he cannot be all-good. To cause or do nothing to stop the unbelievable suffering and horror in this world immediately tells one that God cannot be all-good, as Christianity believes its God to be.